This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Not long ago, before I win this fight,
everybody's talking all this stuff about me. Why don't they just let me live?
Tell me why.
We should have played this for Nick.
We should have.
Yeah.
Who was back at the studio?
Oh, Buzz. Buzz. That's right. Now, it was 4 o'clock, so we have our usual song at 4.
Yeah, but...
We should have changed it for this.
Yeah, Nick.
Now, the problem was we were off the air for 3.5 minutes, and Fran didn't know.
Oh, but, yeah, so it wouldn't have worked anyway.
Well,
yeah.
It could have worked, because we were just playing...
Could have played the whole song.
Yeah.
Could just play the whole song.
Thing.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Your Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Show the mom in your life what she means to you this Mother's Day with a special gift with your purchase. Mark's-Jewelers.com. Has the city been too hard on the Phillies to start this year? Is the Twitter poll question, Ike. What do we think? I think the answer is yes.
Well,
but what do you think?
The
answer is yes.
The answer is no.
The answer is yes.
And I would say 73%.
Say no. 62% say no.
Wow.
38% say yes.
Oh, so then.
Maybe swinging people back here a little
maybe,
bit.
Maybe, yeah.
Having a little fun this summer.
Because here's the thing.
Yeah.
None of us like to be told that we were too hard on the team.
Yes, I know.
Yeah, so.
I don't like to be
in
told
in blue-collar city like this,
yeah.
Too.
Yeah. Yeah, they're making millions of dollars.
Yeah, well, I won't even go down that road. I'm just saying, for a team that was playing uninspired baseball for a little while there, you know, sometimes... It's us and the harsh criticism that gets these guys going.
Wakes them up a little
yes.
bit. I think it did with Bryce, by the way. Yeah.
Yes.
I think when I'm saying too hard, I think I don't have any problem with hard in the moment on what is happening at that
yeah.
moment.
Ooh, boy.
But to me, stop it, Jack. Well, to me, when people like Jack were giving up on the Phillies for the year after they
yeah,
started, they just don't
this.
Have it.
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
you just kept
not
saying they
you,
don't have
not
it.
Not going to let you do this.
I heard you say it. I heard
I
you say it over and over. Yeah. What's that?
I got books to sell.
Okay. All right. 215-592-9494. Andrew in West Philly, you're on WIP.
Hey.
What's up, Andrew?
What's up, guys? I just cut Elliot's lawn. I got permission from him to call in and say what's up. So
wait a minute, hold up, time out.
Yeah. Elliot has a lawn.
Elliot That's lives in the
question.
City.
I thought he lived in the city.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was only like 8 foot by 8 foot, maybe 10 foot by 10 foot.
Dude, he could cut that with scissors. What is he paying people? I mean, I'm glad you have the job for sure,
yeah.
but. Get every penny, because obviously he has no way to do it aside from this.
You see, they grow fast, and he was working the whole time, so gotta give
well,
him
working
credit.
On what? I think
yeah, what was he doing? The, tweeting?
Yeah, getting a fake Goddard scoop?
Yeah, come on.
Oh,
but,
come on, man.
But didn't you say that it was so overrun, it was like tough to walk through?
Yeah. They were, it was like a little bit more weeds than grass, because they were really high. It hadn't been cut yet this year.
Wow.
an 8x8
This guy,
lawn.
He's got to call a natural lawn.
Like 10x10. I don't want to shortchange his lawn.
Well, no, I mean, any lawn at all, if you live in the city, is a good lawn to have. It's just that what I'm imagining is Elliot has one of these lawns like I see on TikTok where the guy shows up and cleans up the lawn for free because it's so overgrown on the sidewalk and all. I just can't believe Elliot doesn't even. Is he at least going to employ you regularly to cut the lawn?
I hope so.
Yeah.
I hope so. We're going to talk about it, so maybe.
Yeah. Well, you tell him not to cheap out, this guy. All right. All right, Andrew.
Thank you.
All right, brother.
Hi, Drew.
See you, man. Just cut Elliot's lawn. Elliot's got a tiny little city lawn.
Yeah, I'm like, doesn't he live in a city?
Well, I guess if
I'm... How do you let it get high, too? I mean...
Well, the thing, if I'm going to defend Elliot, if he lives in the city, he's probably got nowhere to put a lawnmower. I'm just saying, okay. if I had a lawn that small, I would certainly cut the lawn myself.
Get out there with some scissors.
Yeah, come on out.
Some scissors.
Graze a little bit. Eat it. So the Eagles, as reported by the newspaper reporter today and predicted by the WIP afternoon show for at least 6 weeks, restructured Dallas Goedert's contract today. So Dallas Goedert will be a Philadelphia Eagle, Ike. His base salary is going from $14 million to $10 million this year. And he has, I guess, incentives that could get him another $1 or $2 million in there. So, you know, it seems like that's a pretty good outcome for Goddard. We kept hearing
a damn good outcome.
We kept hearing Elliot when he was saying that that he was talking about $4 or $5 million, something like that. It was a cash issue. It seems like it wasn't that big a cash issue, you know?
Yeah, well, and the Eagles kind of realized they're in a little bit of a tough predicament as well as resources have sort as far as being able to acquire
to replace
talent
him.
To replace Dallas Goedert. Those resources have dried up as well.
Yeah.
But the Eagles, once the draft sort of went by, and obviously Goddard's market for a team wanting to swoop in and trade for him and then give him a new deal, that sort of dried up as well. So it's a marriage that we get to see stay together a little while longer.
Which I'm glad.
Yes. I think from a fan's perspective, we should all be happy. Like, we win. Like, we win in this.
Sure.
Because there was no reason to get rid of Dallas Goedert.
No.
He's perfectly fine.
There's no one to spend money on anymore anyway.
Exactly. We didn't replace him with anybody. I told you, if we had gotten Mason Taylor, okay, I'd have been like, all right, it's great. Goddard helped us win a Super Bowl. Well, we got the next tight end here.
Yeah.
The same way we did with Zach Ertz. So I would have understood that. But once we didn't get a guy in the draft, it really became more evident to me, like, man, what are we doing? And so I'm actually happy from a player's perspective for Dallas Goedert that this is a number that he feels comfortable with. Right,
he doesn't have to walk away with his tail between his legs.
Yeah, I'm not playing for $3 or $4 million this year, right? You know, so there's a little bit of respect and appreciation there for what he's done. He's not getting a new deal, but hey, who knows what can happen for him? I tell you this: when you see George Kittle at 32 years old get the contract that he had,
$72 million,
Dallas Goedert, you just really need to be in the right situation. Because the idea that you're too old to get paid, that clearly isn't true.
Yeah, I feel like, do you think in other cities they think about Dallas Goedert in that, like, he just doesn't, my gut is he's just not even close to that class.
Well, he was.
He was, right.
He was right. When he was being used more, his problem is he's in the offense where there's too much talent.
Yes.
Around him. Like, at least George Kittle can be featured in that offense from a passing standpoint. Like, Goddard needs to get to a situation where he's in an offense where he's going to get volume catches.
Well, he made huge plays last year.
Yes.
You know, it seems like every one of his catches was a big one last year.
It's about staying healthy.
I just think, like, so much of this story about them trading him was a ruse. I just think it was they wanted to get paid. The Eagles didn't want to pay him. Eagles wanted to take a pay cut. They said,
yeah, but he didn't take that big of a pay cut.
That's what I'm saying. But they were in, I guess my point is, they were in a situation, and I think Dallas Goedert's agent probably played this the right way, where I don't think anybody was going to trade anything for him. And if they cut him, they save money, but they don't save any cap. Like even if they had cut him after June 1st, the cap number was $11 million.
Mm-hmm.
So if the cap number is going to be $11 million anyway, it really just becomes a question, do you not want to give him the money because you don't have to give it to him? Or the question is, like, are you better with $11 million on the cap and not having Dallas Goedert? Or are you better having $11 million on the cap and having Dallas Goedert? And I think it just came to the decision, we're better off having Dallas Goedert.
Yeah.
And to your point, maybe if they had, but even if they had drafted somebody, I don't know what the... Maybe you just cut him at that point? I mean, because if nobody wants to trade for him, nobody wants to trade for him.
Well, the idea is that he could be disgruntled because he's not getting a new deal.
Right.
So you want him to be here and be happy.
Be happy, yep.
I think with this situation, he can at least look at it and say, well, there's a middle ground, right? I'm not getting exactly what I want, but making $11 million this year potentially isn't the worst thing in the world.
Yeah, it could be worse.
It isn't the worst thing in the world.
Well, and I also think he was in I think to a certain extent, Eagles sort of doing the right thing at this point in that there's no money left for him to get paid anywhere.
Right.
Is that like if he was going to get paid by anyone as a free agent, it would have been that first week of free agency. Mm-hmm. There's no cap money anywhere for him now anyway. So this works best because, as you said, at the end of the day, us as Eagles fans, the Eagles are better with Dallas Goedert on the Eagles than not on the Eagles.
Yes.
215-592-9494. Get your calls right after Ike tells you about the Surfside Invitational.
That's right. Golf season is back, ladies and gentlemen. Now, that means I've got to get my swing ready for the Surfside Invitational, which is next week, May 13th, at Ramblewood Country Club. Now, there's no better drink to enjoy on the golf course than Surfside iced teas and lemonades, plus vodka. Now, it's light, refreshing, and it's made with real premium vodka and real brewed tea. Only 100 calories, 2 grams of sugar, and zero bubbles. That's right, no carbonation. Cheers to hitting the fairways, and cheers to Surfside, the official canned cocktail of Philly sports. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly.
So the Surfside Invitational is the day after the lottery.
Got a lot going on next week.
So we're like that day we're either going to be feeling really good, and mm-hmm. I know Clem from Surfside, big Sixers guy, Ricky mm-hmm. guy, long time. We're either going to be feeling really good about what happened the night before, or horrible. One of the two. It's going to be because I think I would love to get the first pick. As long as we keep it, I'm happy.
We definitely have to keep it. That's it. Worst case scenario, we need to have.
We need to keep it.
No, for the sake of the franchise, you need one. I don't get like. I'm just saying, you can knock yourself out. Bailey and the Rutgers kids.
And
Dylan Harper.
Dylan Harper.
Yes.
Dylan Harper apparently is pretty good.
I want to keep calling him Ron Harper.
Me too.
Yes.
I keep calling him Bryce Harper.
Bryce Harper.
That's a big week though. We got the lottery party Monday.
Yep.
Surfside Tuesday.
Yeah.
Schedule release Wednesday.
Oh really?
Yeah, wins and losses, baby.
Dude, our shows, not to pull back the curtain, our shows are booked for next Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. I know what we're doing Monday. I know what we're doing Tuesday. I know what we're doing Wednesday.
Guess what?
What?
You call that a little kick your feet up?
Yes.
Kind of
yes.
And doing nothing.
Yes. 215-592-9494. Joe in Ben Salem, you're on WIP. What's up, Joe?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Joe.
So I wanted to first ask one question.
Yes.
Is Elliott going to lose points for Insider of the Year because he said he was going to that Dallas Goedert was going to be traded?
Yes. He also said that there was a cash issue. They didn't want to give him the money. He also said he would have to be like $5 million. I guess the answer to that is you'll find out. Eagles Insider of the Year rankings come out at 4:30. He would tell you he should get credit because yesterday he said it was likely that he would be on the Eagles. But he's ignoring the six previous weeks when he said he was definitely going to get traded.
So like he actually scoffed at the idea when we would say, hey, I think he's probably going to come back. He's like, trust me.
Yeah, he's going to get traded. Yeah, so we'll have to.
Nice scoop.
Yeah, we'll have to see.
Yeah, I say he gets voted off and he has to work.
Whoa, wow. Out of the rankings completely.
Wow.
All right, we'll take that under consideration, Joe.
All right. So I want to say I think we're being fair with the Phillies right now, and they deserve all the criticism they get. They batted .257 last year, and they're batting .252 right now. It's the same offense, and their pitching is worse.
Well, so, I don't think it's the same offense. It doesn't feel like the same offense when I watch them. I mean, they have – we begged them.
Well, yeah, one could argue last year's offense was better.
At this point.
Yeah.
At this point. Now, the second half of the year, the offense was painful. I think – here's – I would take you back, Joe, to the offseason where we all, to a man, said the chase has to stop. They have to be better working counts. They have to take singles when they're given to them. They have to take walks when they're given to them.
Use the whole field.
And they've done it.
Three opposite field home runs last time?
Yeah, I mean, they've done it. So the production hasn't been as good. You know, a lot of the production issue at this point is, I would put it the feet of two players.
Oh,
I mean, it's...
Here we go.
Well, it's Harper and Boehm.
Oh, yep.
I mean, those are the two guys who haven't produced like they did last year. I mean, or, you know, I mean, Stott has been better than last year.
But you can swap Boehm with Cassidy.
Yes.
Because Cassidy wasn't doing anything in the first half.
Yes, I agree.
I'm just saying
you
swap the players.
Yes, it ends up being similar.
Almost equal, yeah.
Now, I think we would all feel pretty confident about Bryce eventually being pretty productive.
Yeah.
Boehm, while he's not going to be as productive as last year, he certainly seems to be evening out where he'll end up as a 250 or so hitter.
275 plus.
There's no way he's at a 275.
Oh, he'll be at 275 by the time the year's over.
You think so?
Yeah.
He's going to have to hit 300
Read
the rest of the year.
The back of the baseball card.
He's probably only hit 300 one time in his whole career.
I didn't say
he said 275.
I'm saying 275. Right. He'll get back to 275.
I just think, like, I think, Joe, they've tried to change something big about the team. It takes a little while for them to figure that out. And I think, I just feel like over the last week, the energy. Now, this goes to the conversation. We'll talk to Larry Anderson about this at 3. What comes first? Like the energy or the wins. And, you know, everybody has said, well, they're lacking energy, but they've also not been playing well, too. And the energy feels like it's there for the Phillies over the last week and a half, 2 weeks or so.
Yeah, that's true. And, I mean, Harper and Boehm have to step up more just for the sake of this offense because, I mean, Cassidy and Schwarber are both going to struggle eventually this year.
Yeah, I mean,
dude, it's baseball.
If we get hot Cassidy up until June, and then we get June Schwarber, is he going to hit 50 home runs? He's on pace for 56,
I think.
If we stay in this ballpark for another week.
Yes. We need more games in what stadium is it?
It's
Steinbrenner Field. Steinbrenner Field. Joe, next question today. Sony was founded. Give us your all-time favorite piece of electronics.
I would say Tiger Electronics from 1991. It was a football game. If you look it up, it was very vintage. Jack wouldn't know anything about that.
Tiger Electronics.
I'll look at that. Wasn't the one with the red dots? Because red dots was 80s.
Different.
Yeah. Okay, Tiger Electronics. I have to look it up. Thank you for the call, Joe. So another NFC East thing that happened over the last day is the Cowboys trade a third round pick to the Pittsburgh Steelers for wide receiver George Pickens, which is a need for them as a number two wide receiver. The Cowboys needed somebody. They said they're not going.
Something.
He's not going. They're not going to give him a contract. He'll be a free agent after this year. Mm-hmm. I mean,
that ought to work out well.
Yeah, I'm sure. I can't wait until they have to pay him three times more than they wanted to pay him.
Right.
Where
he goes down there and have a great year, and then now they're stuck with it. Basically, they can't pay him because they got to pay Michael Parsons.
Right.
And then you let George Pickens leave after he probably has about 1,200 or 1,300 yards receiving this
year.
Right,
yeah. I mean, it's so hard to even say the Cowboys. Now, we traded a third-round pick for Jahan Dotson.
Mm-hmm.
So getting George Pickens, they certainly got a better player for the third round. Now we got a better contract situation, and that we had Dotson, but they certainly got a better player. Look, mm-hmm. I'll believe it when I see it with the Cowboys. I find it hard to believe they could have a a year that feels as bad as this year was. You know, as long as Dak is back, they'll probably be normal Cowboys, 11-win team, something like that.
If that.
You think?
Man, I don't like the coach. They just got a lot going on in Dallas. And, I mean, we've seen Dallas with dual receivers when they had, was it Dez and Amari Cooper they had?
Yeah, they had Dez and Amari Cooper.
Cooper and somebody else?
No, I think it was Dez and Amari Cooper.
Right, because they traded for Amari Cooper when they had a receiver already.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
he wasn't there with CeeDee, right?
Huh?
He wasn't there with CeeDee.
I think then they went and eventually drafted CeeDee afterwards when Dez was pretty much done.
What?
So you had CeeDee Lamb and
Cooper.
Amari Cooper.
Yeah.
And you had Brandon Cooks there.
Right.
A little bit.
Yep.
And Zeke was much better 3 or 4 years ago when they had him. So Dak has had talent around him.
Mm-hmm. He's put up numbers. They've won games. Yeah.
The division is much harder now.
Yes.
The Commanders are good. The Eagles are there.
The Giants won't be a pushover.
The Giants won't be an easy win for
you. Yeah. Yeah. Giants are going to be – they're going to be – the Giants, I think, at their peak this year, are annoying. They become a team, and you're like, oh, man, this used to be a team that sucked. Mm-hmm. Their defensive front is, from a talent standpoint, is the best in the division, for sure. And then they have stability, at least, at quarterback. So you have Russell Wilson, at least, who will not be a disaster in there. They've got a young running back in there. They've got a number one wide receiver. Like, if the Daboll thing, me and Ken from Cinnaminson, Brian Daboll's got to win 9 games this year.
Like, still holding on to that?
I still think he's a good coach. Yeah.
Well, we didn't say he wasn't a good coach. We just said he wasn't better than this coach.
I don't know that.
Should have asked him about that on Monday.
Are you a better coach than Brian Daboll?
Yeah.
I should have said that. That's I got awesome. a lot of respect for Coach Daboll. You know. Could you imagine how stunned he would have been? Nick Sirianni calls in for BG Day with all his BG stories. And I'm like, can you settle a debate here? What if Brian Daboll was a coach of this team?
You were the coach of the Giants.
Yeah. You know, how would that have worked out? 215-592-9494. Tony and Langhorne, you're on WIP.
Ike, Spike, Fritz, beautiful day. Start me off by hooking me up with some of that Ike juice.
Oh, I like drinking that Ike juice.
You know why? Because Ike, we are riding the Bomer again. He is back.
He's back.
Well, Bomer's back. Okay.
Hey, listen, 295.
You guys don't understand how small it is.
Yep.
First home run all season. Look, before I get into my Phillies point, you guys got to do something about Herb, man. He's calling the midday show now. He's trying to hook Hugh Douglas up with some girl in New York.
Herb, I love Herb. That's one thing. Herb's a bit of a whore on the call thing. He calls a midday show every day now.
Yeah.
You got to figure out what's going on with him when he calls you guys again.
Yeah.
In regards to the Phillies, look, man, it's a long season. Is there concern? Sure. The bullpen, it's been better lately. It's a concern. Bryce Harper, it's a concern. But listen, things will even out. And, Jack, I know you're monitoring Lehigh Valley, Koy Oweyogi, Mick Abel. You know, they got some arms they can call up when they need to.
Otto Kemp starting in left field
Kemp,
tonight.
Gabriel Rincon. That's the most talented Lehigh Valley team I've ever seen.
Been trying to tell everyone here for months it's the deepest Iron Pigs team we've ever seen.
Well, Tony, what's happened is Jack has believed in the Iron Pigs team and does not believe in the current Phillies.
They're 23-10.
As he's given up on the Phillies several times this year.
Keep saying it. Yep. Keep dumping it.
Yeah.
Well, listen, you take a look at the midseason prospects review when Baseball America brings them out, and I think the Phillies are going to be a top 10, top 15 organization, and that's going to be really good at the deadline when guys like Ryan Helsley might be available because you're going to need a closer. And I think you're going to need some pieces. But, Spike, like you said, I think they're a platoon bat and a bullpen piece away from legitimately being an actual contender because it's not about being the best team. It's about being the hottest team because we were arguing about are the Phillies a World Series team? Who the hell thought the Texas Rangers were a World Series team 2 years ago? Literally anything can happen. As long as you get hot at the right time, that's all that matters. And if Phillies start cold, then get hot at the end of the season.
Well, and as cold as they are, the Mets have had an incredibly hot start, and they're 2 games ahead of them. So
and
now
remember how the Mets start. Remember how the Mets started last year too. It took the OMG in the middle of the London series until they finally figured it
now,
out.
To be honest with you, the thing that I'm monitoring in the National League East is the Braves, because the Braves
can't wait to bet the Braves.
Well, I wish I had bet the Braves, because I think they're +300 to win the division. Acuna hasn't even played this year, and they've played better. You know, like they what they start off 0-6, 0-7, something.
0-8,
like that. 0-8, yeah.
Hey, listen though, we own them. We got their number in the playoffs, and that's what matters. And listen, the Rays. They haven't beat us in 3.5 years. So speaking of teams that got our number, so I think the Phillies are probably going to sweep this series, if you're asking me personally.
I would love a sweep.
Need it.
Tony, next question today on the anniversary of Sony being founded. Give your all-time best piece of electronics.
Oh, man. Zelda Ocarina of Time, Mario 64, GoldenEye. I'm going Nintendo 64.
I was a Genesis guy.
Yeah.
I was a Genesis guy. No, wait, was Nintendo 64? No, see, now I'm trying to remember. Was it Genesis and Super NES at the same time and then Nintendo 64?
I think N64
you know
was
the wrong person.
Yeah. Yeah. Because it was original Nintendo.
I remember Nintendo 64, and
yes.
I remember Sega Genesis.
Yes.
I don't know which one.
Yeah, what was first?
I know I didn't have Nintendo 64. I remember Sega Genesis because that was Madden and college football. That's why I had the Sega Genesis.
And NHL 93, which you probably played
all
the time.
NHL, yes, sir.
Coming up next, we will see if LA, that no, I'm not going to ask LA if we're too hard on the Phillies because he'll never call again. But we will talk to the birthday boy, Larry Anderson, next. Also continue your calls. Are you ready to say you're too hard on the Phillies? 215-592-9494. It's a WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
And together, we host the true crime podcast, Psychopedia.
It's true crime infused with comedy.
Making it a crimedy.
Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.